Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Top Shelf Sports Talk. You're hanging out in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
I kind of have some conversations with Brandon. He really runs the point on it. So, you know, he'll brief me on some things, maybe some thoughts, maybe some kind of irons in the fire that he wants my opinion on. So he'll have me look at someone or a couple of guys. So that's kind of my involvement on it.
There's Sean McDermott, today being trade deadline day. And we're just over half an hour away from the trade deadline here in the NFL. We welcome in Matt Perino of the Syracuse Post. And you can read his work at Syracuse.com. Also, the Shout podcast, and I just wanted to get your reaction to the rumor that's out there, courtesy of Tim Graham, Matt, that suggests that it's Deebo Samuel potentially and or Von Miller coming to the Bills prior to the trade deadline, and a corresponding report that's out right now from Ian Rappaport saying that the Commanders are signing wide receiver Treylon Burks to their 53-man roster. We don't have anything official from the Bills. We've got about a half an hour left to go. What's your reaction to all of this?
Yeah, a lot to digest there, because I think at first sight, Deebo Samuel adding him to this offense doesn't seem to make a ton of sense, only from the perspective that he seems to do where he's best suited. They've got guys in those spots already, right? Like, he's not somebody that I think is going to win one-on-one consistently at this stage of his career on the outside. Now, maybe the Bills have looked at the 2025 tape and they've seen something different. I think the other big concern is his inability to stay healthy. I think that's why San Francisco ultimately decided to move on and he got the deal that he got in Washington. He's had a couple of highlights this year. His stats actually are very similar to Rashid Shaheed's if you put them side by side in 2025. And he had one highlight against Atlanta, whenever it was, on a throw from Marcus Mariota running down the left sideline where, all right, like if he's got that kind of juice to potentially add that into the mix. I mean, don't get it twisted. 2-3 years ago, Deebo Samuel, in terms of like a weapon to add to your offense, you know, that's got to be exciting. I just don't know if he's necessarily that same player. And, you know, you start to think about him and Vaughn at this stage of his career, and then also Joey Bosa, who to me is as important, probably not as important as Josh Allen at this point, but just a very small tier below in terms of what he means to a long playoff run for this team. He's number two in the NFL right now in pass rush win rate at 18.86%, behind only Will Anderson of the Houston Texans. So from a percentage standpoint, he's not playing as many snaps. I think he's probably got about 50 less pass rush snaps this year than Anderson, but he is winning consistently and being a threat and somebody that, you know, teams have to game plan against. And that's what we talked about all offseason long, is how are the Bills going to add a game wrecker? They've added him. That's Joey Bosa, this version of him. But if he gets hurt, that changes the math a little bit. And, you know, Vaughn was fine last year, and he's been fine this year. I mean, he's got like 19 pressures in a limited role. I think thinking about like what you can do with him potentially in packages, I think you get excited about that. Just a lot of questions. This isn't like the big swing that I think a lot of fans were hoping for. But, you know, when you look at the numbers, and they restructured Taron Johnson to add $1.75 million yesterday, that puts them up around $3 million in cap space. There's just limitations into what you can do in terms of what you can bring back. There's some big names out there, but unless that other team is willing to eat the majority of this year's cap hit, it's going to be hard to onboard those contracts.
Well, we were talking earlier about Rashid Shaheed going from the New Orleans Saints to Seattle for a fourth and a fifth. Do you think that was perhaps in play, and that might have been just too rich if that was the asking price? The Bills would have bumped that up for a third man. To me, Shaheed felt like a guy that, you know, would have brought a different skill set to this Bills offense.
Yeah, I think that probably, and we will know for sure once we get a chance to talk to Brandon if a deal is done and he has a press conference. But my guess would be that that was a lot to ask for a potential rental without knowing how that would fit into your offense. I would argue that his specific skill set and speed, winning in terms of what he can do on the outside, would really potentially benefit like a Keon Coleman or even Josh Palmer when he's out there with him, because of the differences in their games. But I just think if it's not for a big swing, like an Olave or a Waddle or one of those caliber of players, I don't necessarily know that Brandon probably wanted to take that kind of a swing with the draft capital. And to me, if you end up like, let's see what if this deal ends up going through with Debo, and or Vaughn, and we look at the compensation and it's much lower, you know, I think that you can square that. Like if you end up just trading a sixth for maybe Debo and Vaughn, a sixth and a seventh or something like that, or maybe a sixth and a future sixth, as opposed to the fourth and the fifth that you gave up for Shaheed, to me, I'd like that deal a whole lot better, because it also gives you an additional piece on your defensive line that doesn't have to learn the system. Like, you know what you're getting in Vaughn. And I would argue, as just a pure pass rusher, adding him I would be almost more excited about that potential on this specific defensive line with what they've done than I would be for the offensive addition, maybe even more so than had they had added a Shaheed. I think out of the three players, Vaughn would get me the most excited.
Interesting. Matt Perino, Syracuse Post-Standard, joining us here on Trade Deadline Day, the Sports Bar, with Danger and Battaglia. I think one thing you could see, though, when you look around the NFL at the trade deadline here, you're seeing a wide variety of players from a wide variety of positions going to teams. So it stands to reason then, Matt, doesn't it, that for whatever reason, one reason or the other, Bean is just not moving on some of these pieces because he values that those picks more than he values these players. And when you see a defensive tackle, not that the Jets would do a deal with the Bills, but when you see other defensive tackles or edge rushers or safeties or wide receivers leave, it's just too rich for Brandon Bean's blood, you would think. Or is it just teams not willing to give Buffalo more because Buffalo already has a pretty decent roster?
I don't know, because like if I were to argue that, then I'd probably look at the Eagles prying Jalen Phillips away for a third round pick from the Dolphins and say, I mean, there wasn't any issue giving him hit. And I would argue that so far he's been the best pass rusher to move ahead of the deadline, outside of Micah Parsons, obviously. But like, you know, in terms of the last week or so. So I don't know if it's necessarily that. I do know that Brandon Bean is a hardcore negotiator, right? Like, he doesn't want to give up more than he has to. He does like having the ability to replenish the roster, you know, with a $60 million per season quarterback on the roster through the draft. And I think that you can make an argument with the last couple of games and what we've seen from some of these young players, you know, some of the narrative around his draft, recent draft performance is changing a little bit. I mean, that Cole Bishop performance, guys, against the Kansas City Chiefs, I know we haven't talked about the Chiefs game yet. I mean, that was about as good of a defensive secondary performance, singularly, that I can remember, you know, in the last couple of seasons from anybody. And that includes Christian Benford, who's had a couple of really good games. Like, he made impact plays, drive-stopping plays against a Kansas City offense leading up to that game that thought everybody thought was going to torch this Bills defense. And, you know, if they've hit on Cole Bishop now, that's massive. And so I think that, you know, Osiris Torrance a couple years ago in the second round, Dalton Kincaid has been the best receiving tight end in the NFL by some advanced metrics this season. I mean, the narratives are starting to change a little bit. So I wouldn't blame Brandon Bean necessarily if he says, hey, I'm not going to get rid of the entire cupboard's worth of draft picks for either A, a rental, or B, somebody that, you know, in the case of Olave, as much as I've argued for that deal, there are some concerns about the concussion history. I would have some concerns about what a long-term extension would look like on the other side of things. It's not just about onboarding the contract this year. It's how is that going to fit into the next couple of years? And is that where you want to – I would – you know, it doesn't help this year, and maybe they should have done something differently in the offseason to bring in a different player. I mean, I think that they had high hopes for Josh Palmer. We'll see how that materializes once he gets back. But, like, I do like the idea of being aggressive at wide receiver in the draft to get those cost-controlled contracts as you develop players. It's just they haven't been able to hit on those guys yet. And I do think probably in the back of their mind, hearing Joe Brady talk about Gabe Davis yesterday, and I think people think back to their time together and Gabe Davis not kind of being up and down on the stat sheet and maybe not in favor with Joe Brady, or at least that was the perception. Brady raved about Gabe Davis, his unselfishness. He had a couple 100-yard games, but then a bunch of games where he didn't get any targets. And that's because depending on the game plan, they're going to ask him to do what he does really well, and that's block. And sometimes that's going to mean you're not a big part of the passing game, where the passing game isn't a big part of the game plan. And so I think all of those things are at play. It's trying to take into future considerations, how are you going to inject a player into what you're already doing? And I know fans don't want to hear that because it's like, go get a good player. And especially when it comes to Josh Allen, add more good players around him and worry about the rest later. But I definitely think that he's probably a little bit scared off of going out and making a Nyheim Hines style move. Remember, I think they gave a third for Hines when they traded for him. I can't remember now if it was a third for Douglas. I can't remember the compensation, but whatever the case may be, there were high hopes for what Hines was going to be in this offense, and he couldn't get on the field. And I think he's got a little bit of maybe PTSD about that and not wanting to go out and add a guy if you don't have a role for him, or maybe the compensation to acquire them is something that you can square.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It was a conditional sixth, and I don't know what that ended up being. And Zach Moss, you're forgetting.
All right.
Part of that trade. Yeah, too. Matt Perino, Syracuse Post Standard Shop Podcast. We're keeping an eye, Matt, on certainly the Twitter, the wire here, everything. Your thoughts here, too, about Cole Bishop's arrival, your headline story in that secondary. Maxwell Hairston showing up the way he did. How does this kind of look forward, for you, Hairston? Is it a timeshare with Tre'Davious White? Could we see a little bit more? And for that matter, does kind of a platoon make sense in the spot for Jordan Poyer and running downs and maybe getting Hancock a little more week by week here?
Yeah, I think what they've landed on it with Poyer and Hancock works for now. I think if you get in a situation where a team decides to maybe go no huddle, you can, pivot, and whoever's on the field, you let them kind of roll. I like that platoon a little bit more than I like long-term the Hairston-Trey model. It's hard because Trey's, has it always been great since he took over as the starter when he came back from injury? No. But I think he's actually been pretty solid. When you think about where the expectations were in the summer and the spring, I think he's exceeded expectations. So I think it's got to be a delicate thing. You bring him back. He's a locker room guy. He's had a great impact on Hairston. Handling that delicately is important. But at the same time, you have this burgeoning, energetic, playmaking, speedy cornerback that I almost feel like you have to get out on the field. You want him to go through all of the NFL, get all the NFL game reps that he can get before the playoffs start. And I think it's been trial by fire. I think the way that he performed in that Chiefs game gets you so excited if you're Bobby Babich and Sean McDermott. So I would think that we'd be probably closer to him taking over full time, but you also got to see how do the injuries stack up here. I mean, Christian Benford went down in the playoffs last year. We could be looking at some point, if Benford gets dinged up, a Hairston White cornerback duo. The outlook on Dorian Strong doesn't seem to be too good. Sean McDermott said yesterday that he's dealing with a neck injury that they're not getting good news about. He didn't want to put a specific timeline on it, but I would probably rule him out for the foreseeable future, if not all of this season. And, it was ominous the way that he talked about it, to be honest with you. You start to wonder, man, could this be, career-threatening? So we'll see as more news comes out on the Dorian Strong front. But in terms of what they have right now, they're coming off of a game where all six of their defensive backs, more so than maybe any other, as good as Cole Bishop played, I was so impressed with Cam Lewis. This is a guy that, behind the scenes, all he probably thinks to himself is, I could start on 15 to 20 teams in this league at slot cornerback. But you're here. You're in a winning program. You went to UB. You are this chess piece. They love you. They treat you well. And when you get given these opportunities, you go out and make the most of them. He's a great piece to it. But it's at the same time, you feel for that guy because you almost wonder if what we saw out of him against the Chiefs, was that not better than what we've seen from Taron Johnson this season? And so that's another thing. When you're dealing with somebody that's behind a starter that might give you even more than the established player, I think of, a Terrell Bernard, Shaq Thompson, or a Dorian Williams, Matt Milano. There's a couple of those scenarios that the Bills decision makers have to kind of deal with right now. And it's a good problem to have. I mean, coming off a defensive performance like that, you're not going to complain about anything, but there are going to have to be some decisions that are made over the next couple of weeks.
It was week three on a Thursday night that the Bills beat the Dolphins by 10 points. It didn't feel, I think we were all satisfied obviously with the win, but it didn't feel like the Bills were totally in control of that game, if I remember correctly, Matt. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, but we see how quickly things change in the NFL, and well, the Dolphins have not had the season they expected. They fire their GM. Not that that's going to have anything to do with what the players are. I'm just wondering, I feel like everybody's going to predict the Bills to beat the Dolphins on Sunday afternoon. Just how much are they going to beat the Dolphins by?
Right. And the other thing is, you got some pieces moving out over there. Phillips went. You wonder if Chubb will go. And if he goes, I mean, there's not going to be a lot left on that defensive line. Tua, you know, offensively right now, it just looks so hard for them. I mean, even as they were playing well on Thursday night last week, I thought, you know, they came out, they were moving the ball, and just operationally, it just doesn't seem like there's any leadership in that building. Like, I think this could be one of those games where the Bills just control the game, and it's a continuation of, you know, you kind of wonder, like, with the pressure that the Bills just put on Patrick Mahomes, is Tua in for a very, very long day? I think that's going to be, you got to be careful. You got to guard against maybe not showing up for a game like that, coming off of the elation of beating the Chiefs, which I still think inside their building, I mean, that's about as big of a win as you can get in the regular season. I know the outside narrative and the national narrative is like, okay, do it in January, and rightfully so. But I think you have to guard against that. Like, going on the road against a division opponent who, you know, their season's probably over, but this is one of the premier games left on their schedule that they'll probably come out and try to show up for. I just don't know if they have enough horses.
And Tua was, if I remember right, he was good in that game against the Bills week three. It was the Bernard interception late that kind of sealed it, and you're just holding your breath waiting for Tua to make the inevitable mistake. He is Thanos. He is inevitable. And boy, if they put the pressure on him like they did on Mahomes, we could see a turnover bonanza on Sunday.
For sure. And, you know, I also think that was a different version of this defense. I mean, Taylor Rapp was hobbling around. Obviously, they didn't have, you know, they didn't have Oliver, which they won't have, but they didn't have Ogunjobi either, who I think has brought a really nice steadying force to this thing. I've been really impressed with Javon Solomon, guys. Like, even before Hoyt, like, if you go back and watch some of his snaps before Hoyt came back, and you could see kind of some flashes of the kind of juice he brings on passing downs from the inside. Like, that's something they were, like, starting to sprinkle in before Hoyt even got back, and now they're obviously going to ask him to do a lot more of that. They're excited about that. Walker's been, I mean, he has just been a savior for them on the defensive line. And if they don't go out and add a defensive tackle, I think a big reason why is because of what Walker has become for them. He's also in the mix in terms of, like, importance to this defense and importance to this team making a run, him staying healthy and being able to play at the clip that he's played. Every week, it seems like, from Solak to Baldinger to Cosell, somebody's sharing a clip where on X or social media about Deion Walker winning a one-on-one or standing up against a double team against the run or tackled for a loss. He's been great. And I think in the back of their minds, they're wondering if, you know, you think about these guys that have to deal with rookie year walls. TJ Sanders didn't have to deal with that because he's been out for half the season. And I wonder if you get him back and you're playing as well as you are up front with Bosa, Epinesa, and Rousseau all playing at a really high level led by Bosa, if you can't sneak Sanders back into the mix as, like, D lineman number 8 or 9 and get some juice from him on passing downs, because that's what they drafted him to be. If you remember Brandon talking about him, it was all going to be about third down, long passing downs, rushing next to Ed Oliver. I think they're hoping for TJ Sanders to maybe come back and add a little bit more juice to that thing as well.
Matt Parrino, last one, 30 seconds here for you. Is it a moral victory, a small victory if the Patriots and the Chiefs end up not doing anything? If the Bills don't do anything, at least they're not going to be losing ground in that area. And I'm bringing this up because Schefter just put out there that A.J. Brown will not be dealt by the Eagles. That would have been a long shot, but I had always feared that New England offense, should they add something like that opposite Steph Diggs?
Yeah, I think probably it's good, because I think I saw something put out today that the Patriots have the easiest schedule remaining in the NFL. And, you know, sitting there at 7-2, I know the Bills still play them. You know, that's going to be, I don't know how they don't finish with at least 11 wins at this point. And, you know, you could maybe even sneak to 12 or 13 based on that schedule that they have. Now, it's going to get tougher for Drake May. Like, I don't know if I believe in that offensive line to hold up through the stretch run of the season. Like, week 1 through 10, guys, I mean, we do this dance every year. We overreact to early starts. We saw I almost wonder if the Colts didn't take a look at that Steelers outcome and say, hey, we got to do something big, because this was, you know, this did not look good and did not look like the first 8 weeks of the season. When you start getting into, you know, the late season matchups against good defenses, things change, or even against, you know, when teams have more tape on you. So I still am a little bit bearish on the Patriots being like this Super Bowl contender that I think a lot of people are trying to push, but they're a good team. They're a playoff team, bona fide playoff team. They're a threat to win the division because of their schedule. And the Bills are going to have to take care of business when they go up there. I mean, that's going to be about as fun of a division game as probably the biggest division game since the Aaron Rodgers running out of the tunnel with the flag Jets opener when they were supposed to win the Super Bowl. That's probably the last big time AFC East game. That's going to be a fun one.
How's the wheel, Matt? You up for a pod this week? You no days off when you're Matt Parrino, I'm sure.
Dude, I'm so mad at myself. I've been swearing under my breath all day. Yesterday was so good. I was starting to take some steps without the crutches. And right before I was going to go to bed, I went to go put my pants on or take my pants off, excuse me. And TMI, sorry. And I got one leg out and then I balanced to take the other one off and put all my weight on the bed wheel.
Oh, no.
Immediately popped up. It started swelling again. So I've been icing it all day today. It's feeling a little bit better now. I've had it in the ice bath all day, but man, I'm so bummed because we looked like we were turning a corner, and now I'm going to be back in the boot. I know it. It's tough.
Oh man. Oh well. Safe travels, Matt. Appreciate your time on a busy day here, and we still have a few more minutes. Thanks so much, Matt.
All right, guys. Take care.
There's Matt Parrino. He covers the Buffalo Bills for the Syracuse Post Standard. You could hear him on the Shop podcast with Ryan Talbot as well. No official word yet. But I did see this cross my feed, according to Reception Perception. Debo Samuel, 39.7% success rate against man coverage. Terrible. Terrible against man coverage. I think what you have, if you were to bring somebody like that in, is a very similar skill set to what you have already in Khalil Shakir. And maybe not as quick.
I when I think of Samuel, I think of somebody that's physical. And if they want to kind of beef up on that, but it doesn't seem like that's somebody that at this stage of his career you're going to game plan for. Again, the field stretcher, he goes to Seattle, Shahid.
Yeah.
Olave still in New Orleans. There's a report from Russini that the Jets will not be trading their wide receiver, Garrett Wilson.
And A.J. Brown is not leaving Philadelphia, according to Schefter as well.
Could we get Harrison Phillips for a late round pick?
I don't want. We're good. I think we're okay. I think we're okay. You just want to see something happen just for the sake of saying, oh, something happened.
Isn't that what we're all like waiting for here? The Bills do have an open spot on the roster, Danger. They did have to place Hoyt on the IR there.
Uh-huh.
So, and they did free up some cap space. By freeing up the cap space, that raised our expectation today.
Yep. It certainly got everybody's ears perked up a little bit, yet here we are. 9 minutes away from the trade deadline in the NFL.
Nine times.
And we don't have a word yet from the Buffalo Bills. And I don't think it's for a lack of trying. I just don't think we have anything yet to report. And when we do, if we do, we'll get it on the air as soon as possible.
Yeah, you don't have to hit refresh. We'll jump right in for you. Just keep us plugged in.
We're going to take a break. Gene will have these updates in his sports update. And we will also give you our Week 10 I can't believe it's week 10 already, by the way. Week 10 already.
Halfway point we just passed.
This is nuts.
No.
It's too fleeting. Week 10, survive and advance pick. Coming up next in the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.